I'm here today with Mark Batterson, lead pastor of Washington, D.C.'s National Community Church, which has been widely recognized as one of America's most innovative churches. Mark is also the author of Primal, Wild Goose Chase, and the best-selling In a Pit with a Lion on a Snowy Day. Hi, Mark. It's great to be with you.
Hey, thank you so much.
Now, the title of your new book, Soul Print, is unusual. What exactly do you mean by the word soul print?
Well, it probably the easiest way to think of it is fingerprint with a spiritual connotation. I believe that there never has been and never will be anyone like you, but that isn't a testament to you. It's a testament to the God who created you. And so this book really celebrates the uniqueness that each of us possesses. And in a sense, uniqueness is our gift, is God's gift to us. And uniqueness is really our gift to God. No one can worship God like you or for you. And I think that's a beautiful thing. There's a reason why God has created each one of us with a unique fingerprint, voice print, eye print, and as this book suggests, soul print. And by soul print, really, it's a reference to the unique destiny that each one of us has. In a sense, we all share a common destiny, and that is to become like Christ. But there's also this unique destiny that God has given to us, that we have a unique voice. We are a unique part of His plan and purpose for planet Earth. And so it's a book that really celebrates and cultivates that uniqueness.
Now, you tell your readers that your aim is to help them discover their unique God-ordained destiny, but you make a point of saying that Soul Print is not a self-help book. So what important distinction are you trying to draw with that statement, and what would you say your book delivers that others on the subject of identity don't?
I think a lot of self-help books are helpful, and they help us, maybe discover who we are, or maybe even illuminate a path that we're to walk down. And so they are helpful, but I think oftentimes those self-help books kind of leave us empty. They don't get us to the place where we really want to or need to go, because they really leave God out of the equation. And so right at the heart of this book is this idea that if you want to know who you are and discover your true identity, your true destiny, you've got to know who God is. In fact, that's the key. And the reason is this, that God knows us better than we know ourselves. So if we really want to get to know ourselves, we've got to get to know God. And so that logic, I think, is built into the fabric of this book, and that it's as we grow in a relationship with God and discover who He is, that we come into a greater understanding of who it is that God has created us to be, and then ultimately we're to use that uniqueness to make a difference for others and to glorify God in the way that we fulfill that destiny.
Now, Mark, one of the more intriguing concepts of the book is that you say that we have a dual destiny. What do you mean by that?
Well, in a sense, all of us have this universal destiny, and that is to be conformed to the image of Christ. The theological word is sanctification, and it's this process whereby we become more and more like Jesus. We think like He thought, we feel like He felt, we act like He acted, and we become more and more like Him. And so the goal is conformity to Christ. But then there's just this unique destiny in that we really shouldn't look like anybody else. I'm afraid that many people live their entire lives as complete strangers to themselves. They just try to be like someone else, or maybe meet the expectations that others have for them. And in this book, I really want to help readers discover that unique part of who they are, that unique destiny, unique identity, and the way you discover that is by growing in that relationship with Christ. And the interesting thing is Jesus was really a nonconformist. And so I think there's that dimension to the book that as readers read this book, I think the thing that I hope most for is that they would not only discover who they are, but they would come to terms with who they aren't. And there's great freedom in that. If we can just come to terms with who we aren't, that we don't have to be all things to all people. We've just got to come to terms with the way God has uniquely designed us. And that really then is our unique destiny. And it's those two dimensions that I think make up this idea of a dual destiny.
Soul Print is the title of Mark Batterson's latest book. Mark, again, we look forward to it. And thanks again for your time today.
Thank you so much.